From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. As AI gets bigger and bigger, so are data centers. Meta is building the largest data center in the world in a small Louisiana town. It'll have a footprint the size of Manhattan, and the construction has brought an onslaught of heavy traffic. An investigation from the Gulf States Newsroom's Drew Hawkins found that trucks contracted to work at the Meta facility are causing delays and dangerous roads for the people who live there.
Since construction started in December, thousands of dump trucks and 18-wheelers roll through the town of Holly Ridge every day. Fourth grader Penelope Hull says the truck noise on the busy roads outside Holly Ridge Elementary shakes the classroom.
You can't pay attention, and you get too, like, what is that? And you lose what the teacher was telling you to do.
School officials shut down the playground next to the road this year because it's not safe. Crashes are up 7 times on the roads surrounding Meta's new data center. At least 64 crashes this year, compared to just 9 last year, according to records obtained by the Gulf States Newsroom. That's disrupting daily life, from grocery runs to school.
That's why they're saying we shouldn't go out there and all that, because there's too many wrecks and Meta trucks, and they could crash. I really love that playground.
In one crash, 2 dump trucks collided near the school. The driver who caused it had an expired Mexican license, and he had to be airlifted from a field behind the school to a hospital on a school day. The Gulf States Newsroom interviewed over a dozen people who live near the construction site. They described truck drivers heading to and from the Meta site as dangerous and reckless. Robin Williams says she's afraid to leave her own driveway.
I've almost gotten a wreck leaving out of my road. Down by the schoolhouse, they think they run the roads.
Her husband Joe agrees.
When you get in that car and get ready to leave, you better pray that you make it to your destination.
Dorothy Lively says the trucks ignore the rules of the road.
I'm scared to death I'm gonna back out in front of a big truck or something, you know what I mean?
Police reports back up what residents say. In some crashes, truck drivers couldn't see or hear smaller vehicles before colliding into them. At least 2 drivers fell asleep at the wheel, and 1 left his wrecked vehicle at the scene so he wouldn't miss a morning meeting at Meta. In another crash, the driver didn't even have a license. Brian Walshen studies highway safety at Louisiana State University. He says these crashes are the fault of the drivers and Meta.
Just because you come rolling in your Meta and you're this $1 trillion company and you roll into, you know, West Yahoo, Louisiana, I think it's incumbent of them to be a good steward of the public trust.
In a statement to the Gulf States Newsroom, Louisiana's Department of Transportation and Development says Meta hasn't violated its permits, but those permits require minimizing impacts and keeping people safe. In response to questions for this story, Meta says it set strict guidelines about speed and safety, but did not address specific crashes. The governor's office and Richland Parish Sheriff did not respond to questions for this story, but they've heard complaints from residents. In June, Governor Jeff Landry even visited Holly Ridge. Speaking to local TV station KNOE, he acknowledged the traffic concerns and promised control measures, adding,
"Because guess what? That project is transformational for this area, but like with all good things, it comes with good problems."
Since that visit, the traffic and crashes have continued. Meta says construction will last at least another 5 years. Residents say they want safer roads, and they want the trucks working on the Meta site to obey the law and face consequences for breaking it. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.